Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Today we're going to talk about some mothers in the Bible.
今天我们要讲在圣经当中的一些母亲。
So we just read these two verses.
我们刚刚读了这两节经文。
We see that the first mother, of course, is Eve.
我们看到的第一个母亲是夏娃。
And it is through the mothers that the people of the world are blessed through the birth of Jesus Christ. So women have a very special place in the Bible.
妇女在圣经当中有非常特殊的地位。
Sometimes we focus so much on wives need to submit to their husbands.
我们常常强调说妻子要顺服在丈夫面前。
But we forget that the wives have a very special place in the Bible.
其实妻子在神的家里面有特别的位置。
And the Bible says they are preserved through childbirth. And so today we're going to go through a few of the mothers in the Bible.
所以今天我们来看圣经里面的几位母亲。
Starting with the very first one, Eve, of course.
当然是夏娃。
Now normally when we think of Eve, we think of all these bad things.
当我们想到夏娃的时候，我们常常会想到一些不好的事情。
Even before they had their first child, Adam and Eve messed up.
还没有生孩子之前，他已经弄了一团糟了。
If they had just behaved, then their children would grow up in a wonderful Garden of Eden.
对，如果说他们的行为好一点的话，子孙们就会在伊甸园里面幸福的生活。
And then poor Eve gets that very special punishment. Her punishment is in childbirth, her pain will be multiplied.
可怜的夏娃，生产的时候增加苦楚。
Now a lot of times we think of that and we think, oh, well that's such a severe punishment.
当我们觉得这是多么严重的一个惩罚。
And yet at the same time, if we accept God's authority,
如果我们是接受神的权威的话,
if we accept that punishment,
接受他的惩罚,
you will find that God does have a way of making that help us grow.
神通过这个也让我们能够成长。
I'd always wondered, how come mothers have so much patience to do all that cooking, all that cleaning, all that teaching the children?
看到母亲们他们在准备孩子的饭食，帮他们洗衣服。 还做各样的事情的时候，真是要问自己说，他们怎么会有那么大的耐心？
So one time I asked the mother, how do you do it?
有一次呢，我就问母亲说，如何能做到这一些？
And she said, if you had to carry a child for 9 months,
如果说你必须要怀孕9个月的话，
and then have to give birth in such great pain,
然后要承受巨大的痛苦把它生下来，
you will have a very special emotional bond with your child.
你的感情里面就会有 跟这个孩子有特殊的连结。
And that's when I understood.
然后我就明白了。
Sometimes it takes a little suffering to produce a very special love.
有时候呢, 我们要承受一些痛苦, 才能够给出更多的爱。
We're not like Jesus. Jesus loved us before he was nailed on the cross.
我们不像耶稣, 耶稣在他钉十字架之前就爱了我们。
But we have to kind of learn how to love in God's way.
那我们呢，必须要学习怎么去爱。
And so sometimes that suffering, it helps improve things rather than make things worse.
有时候一些痛苦呢，让我们能够改进。
When I was young, I still remember the arguments I got in with my friends.
我还记得我跟一些小朋友的争执。
But then after a while, I realized, well, even though I got in arguments with them, we're still good friends.
可是呢， 我们还是好朋友。
Getting into arguments helps us understand each other a little bit better sometimes.
跟朋友们争论的话， 彼此的更多的了解。
It helps us overcome problems.
克服一些困难。
It helps us learn how to forgive and to be forgiven, saying sorry.
知道说怎么去原谅别人，也被别人原谅。
Even though Eve has been judged with this pain in childbirth,
尽管夏娃在孩子的生产上面有这个苦楚， 神加给他的惩罚。
We see today that it actually produces a very special love in mothers.
但是我们今天看到说， 神借着这个让母亲有一些特别的爱。
The next thing we remember about Eve is that God banished Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden because of their sin.
神呢， 因为亚当和夏娃他们的罪把他们赶出了伊甸园。
So after that day, Adam and Eve, they have to raise their children outside of that beautiful garden.
必须在伊甸园以外抚养他们的孩子。
And so today we see our parents working so hard trying to provide a good surrounding for our kids to make up for the missing Garden of Eden.
所以我们就看到今天我们的父母亲是怎么样的让孩子们有个好的环境补足。
And so you'll see the mothers are very, very concentrated on this, finding the best school for our kids.
所以我们可以看到母亲呢，他们想尽一切的办法 来为自己的孩子找一个最好的学校。
You know, us fathers, you know, there's a school, just go to that one.
那作为父亲的话，就说那边有学校，你去就是
了。Mothers, they have that special love, that special drive. They have to go visit each one of those schools.
所以做母亲呢就不一样，他们有一种特别的热心，去要走遍每一个学校去看看。
And then they come to the father and give this report and say, which one do you think?
然后呢，他们就做了一些研究，给父亲这些报告说，哎，哪一所你觉得好？
And the smart husband will say, which one do you think is the best one?
如果是聪明一点的丈夫，他会说，你觉得哪一所好呢？
And when she tells you, you say, that's exactly what I was thinking too.
那当他告诉你的时候，你就说，那正是我也想的。
You see, fathers, we just don't have the patience to do that kind of stuff.
所以作为父亲的话，我们常常没有耐心来做这些事情。
But mothers, they have that patience. They have that special love.
但是母亲她有这样的耐心。
But poor Eve, you know, starting from the first mother, she gets blamed for everything.
可怜夏娃，她在作为第一个母亲，她得到了多少的埋怨。
When someone tells you Eve, the first thing you remember is, oh, she's the one that got deceived by the serpent.
我们提到夏娃的时候，哦，就知道说她是第一个被蛇引诱的。
Nobody remembers, oh, she's the mother of Seth, the substitute.
没有人会想到说她是赛特的母亲。
So you see, from Eve, you see the same thing happening to mothers today.
发生在夏娃的身上的事情，在今天我们也同样看到。
Kids are skinny. Who gets blamed?
当小孩子们瘦骨嶙峋。
No, not the father. The mother always gets blamed.
不是父亲受到埋怨，而是母亲。
Even if the father does the cooking, the mother still gets blamed. If the schoolwork is not good, who gets blamed?
功课不好的时候，谁会得到埋怨？
Always the mothers get blamed.
总是母亲得到。
So from the time of Eve, the mothers are always getting blamed for all the bad things that happen.
从夏娃开始，就母亲就得到了各种各样的不公平的埋怨。
But you see something special in Eve after she has children.
但是你看到她在生孩子的时候，她有一些特别的地方。
She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man."
因着耶和华的帮助，我得了一个男子。
No, she didn't say, "No thanks to God, I'm outside the Garden of Eden and have to give birth out here."
她没有抱怨说，因为神的惩罚，我必须在伊甸园以外生孩子。
She credits God.
她把这些归功给神。
You know, it's not easy to do when you're getting blamed for everything, and then when something good happens, you credit God for it. That's a good quality.
这个逆境当中，她没有埋怨神。
So mothers are very special. They get blamed for everything, but day after day, they still take care of you with lots of love.
妈妈有这样特别的品质，虽然受到很多埋怨，可是她们每日都是有爱。
Of course, afterwards we know Cain killed Abel.
该隐把亚伯给杀了。
And then Cain got cast out from their presence.
该隐也被赶走了。
So outwardly, it looks like she failed. She lost her first two sons.
所以从外表上看的话，她是一个失败的母亲，两个孩子她都丢掉了。
But then once again, when she has the third son, she doesn't blame God. She says, God has granted me another child in the place of Abe.
可是当她得到另外一个孩子的时候，她就感谢神说，神给我另外一个孩子来代替亚伯。
In Eve, you actually see a special quality in mothers. They always get blamed for everything, but in the end, they always still credit God for the good things.
虽然她得到很多的埋怨，可是有好的事情的时候，她总是把荣耀归给神。
The next mother, who do you think the next mother is?
你觉得下一个母亲是谁呢？
Most of you are probably thinking Sarah, right?
很多人会想她是应该是撒拉。
No, no, we're going to talk about Hagar.
不是的，我们再看看这个夏甲。
Because a lot is written about Hagar in the Bible.
圣经里面提到好多次夏甲。
Now, if you look in Genesis chapter 16,
创世纪十六章的时候，
Abraham and Sarah had no children.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉没有。
God has promised them children, but they're both old, 85 and 75 years old.
神应许他们说他们会有孩子，可是他们到了85岁和75岁的时候都还没有孩子。
So Sarah has a solution.
撒拉他就想出一个办法。
The wives are like that. They're always thinking of a way to solve problems.
做妻子的就这样子，常常会想出一些办法来解决问题。
Us husbands, we're always worried about work. We never worry about family. That's our problem.
做丈夫的，我们常常考虑的是工作的事情，不仅是我们的问题。
And so Sarah, she thinks up a solution.
所以呢，撒来呢，她就想出一个办法。
She says, "We'll just use my Egyptian maid, Hagar, to bear a child."
用埃及的使女夏甲为我们生一个孩子吧。
Unfortunately, she was trying to use a worldly solution to solve a spiritual. Issue.
这个很不幸，他是要想用一种世界的方法来解决属灵的问题。
Well, Hagar becomes pregnant.
夏甲就怀孕了。
Outwardly, it looks like they are successful.
外表上看的话，他们成功了。
So, how good of a mother is Hagar going to be?
做母亲的夏甲将会是什么模样呢？
Well, even before she gave birth, she made a big mistake.
还没有生产的时候，她就已经犯了一个大错。
When Hagar became pregnant, she began to despise Sarah.
怀孕了以后呢，她就轻看自己的祖母，也就是撒来。
You know, I got pregnant, you didn't, ha ha.
我怀孕了，你没有，哈哈。
You know, that's usually what little kids do, right?
这经常是小孩子们做的事情，对不对？
I got a new toy, you didn't, too bad.
我得到了一个新玩具，你没有。
I'm playing with my video game, you aren't, ha ha.
我有我的电动玩具，你没有，哈哈。
Now, normally as adults,We are a little bit more civilized. We don't say that ha ha part.
作为我们成人的话，我们不会把那个哈哈这一部分讲。
I heard someone over there say, "Yeah, but 在心里面我们在想." You got my point.
在心里面我们会这样想。
See, we may have better manners, but if we're not changed inside, it is not good for us.
虽然说我们的外表的行为不一样，但是我们心里面没有改变的话。
And sometimes this is hard for us Chinese because.We like to turn everything into a competition.
这对我们华人来说尤其如此。我们把所有的东西都变成一种竞争。
Why does that happen?
为什么会这样发生呢？
Because when we were small, our parents kept telling us, try hard, be better than other people.
因为我们从小开始，我们的父母亲就教导我们说，你要竞争过别人。
So since we were small, we were trained to be competitive.
被训练说，我们要在社会上面竞争。
But now we are Christians.
但是我们现在是基督徒。
And Christ teaches us to think of others first.
耶稣教导我们说，我们要先想别人。
Not only to think of others first, but to think of others more highly than we think of ourselves.
先想到别人比我们更重要。
And so Hagar kind of reminds us, sometimes being competitive is not the most important thing.
在世界上面竞争性并不是一件很好的事情。
Of course, how does Sarah react?
再来她是怎么反应的呢？
Oh, you think you can laugh at me, huh?
好啊，你来嘲笑我。
I'm meaner than you.
我比你更狠。
So she chased out Hagar.
所以她就把夏甲给赶出去了。
And so Hagar, she's on the road back to Egypt.
夏甲呢，她就往回埃及的路上走了。
God had called Abraham to leave his home. You see Hagar, she's trying to go back to her old home.
亚伯拉罕是在神的呼召下面离开本土本乡出来的。
That's the second warning that we have from Hagar.
但是夏甲呢，他就往埃及跑，这是一个警。
You know, in the Bible, Egypt represents the world.
在圣经里面呢，埃及就代表世界。
Mothers, don't push your children back into the world.
做母亲的，我们不应该把孩子推向世界。
We try so hard to bring them up in God's grace, in God's truth.
我们要把神的恩典，把神的真理教导他们。
But if we're not careful and we push our children too hard in their studies, we may end up pushing them back into the world.
但是如果我们不小心让孩子们拼命的去只注意学习的话，我们就会把他们再送回到世俗里。
So Hagar's with child, she's headed back to Egypt.
再往回埃及跑。
But then an angel of the Lord speaks to her and says, go back to Sarah and submit to her.
可是有个神的使者对夏甲说，你回去顺服你的祖母。
Boy, that's a hard thing to do.
这是很不容易的一件事情哦。
See, everyone, when we hear that word submit, we have this instant reaction.
看到这个顺服的这个字的时候，我们就会有一种不舒服的感觉。
I don't want to do it.
我不要这样做。
Did Hagar go back?
那夏甲有没有回去呢？
She did.
回去了。
If she can do it, we can do it.
如果她能够做的话，我们也能够做到。
Submission is a very important part of the Christian life.
做基督徒顺服是一个很重要的功课。
It's not just wives submit to your husbands. Husbands actually are supposed to submit to your wives too.
这不光是说做妻子的要顺服丈夫，做丈夫的也要顺服妻子。
Because before that verse, it says submit to one another.
在这个经文之前呢，说我们要彼此顺服。
Everyone is supposed to learn to submit, not just wives.
我们每一个人都要学会怎么顺服，不仅仅是妻子要顺服。
We tell our children to be obedient to parents.
我们经常要教我们的小孩子听话。
The purpose is because we want them to be obedient to God when they grow up.
让他们能够听神的话。
Sometimes they think, oh well, if I have to submit, then I'm losing something. I'm losing my freedom. I'm losing my ability to do what I want, to get what I want.
我们常常想说，如果顺服的话，我们就会失去一些自由，不能做我们想做的事情。
But what does the angel tell Hagar afterwards?
人的使者对夏甲又怎么说呢？
He says, I will so increase your descendants that they will be too numerous to count.
我会增加你的后裔，让他们多得不可胜数。
You know, this is very similar to the blessing that God gave to Abraham. Not exactly the same, but very similar.
这样的应许的话，是神给亚伯拉罕的应许是差不多的，不是一样，但是差不多。
If we learn to submit, we're not losing something. We're actually gaining something even more.
顺服的时候，我们不会失去什么，我们会得到更多。
And so Hagar goes back.
所以呢，夏甲她就回去了。
And we know later on she does have many, many descendants.
那后来我们知道她的确有很多的后裔。
So as a reminder to us as Christians, we cannot run away from our problems. We have to learn to face our problems.
做基督徒，我们不要看到问题就跑，我们要去解决问题。
And if we have a heart of submission, the Lord will bless and the Lord will lead.
如果我们有顺服的心，神就会祝福我们。
But if she submits to Sarah,Will she still submit to God also?
如果她顺服撒来的话，她会不会同时也会去来顺服神？
Well, Hagar goes back. She gives birth to a son.
夏甲回去的时候生了一个孩子。
She's already a servant, but she has to be learned to be submissive to Sarah, and then she will bear fruit.
她只是一个使女，学会怎么顺服祖母的时候，那么她就在那个亚伯拉罕家里面生了孩子。
So far, so good.
到现在为止，一切都还好。
But What happens later on as the child grows?
孩子长大了以后又发生了什么呢？
She gave birth to a son called Ishmael.
孩子的名字叫做伊斯玛利。
And as Ishmael was growing up, Sarah did have a child.
伊斯玛利长大的时候呢，撒来他也生了孩子。
And so there's Ishmael and then there's also Isaac. But what does Ishmael do? If you look in chapter 21 verse 9,
伊斯玛利做了什么事情呢？我们来看看。
So Sarah saw the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had born to Abraham was mocking.
那撒来呢，他就看到伊斯玛利在嘲笑。
You see, somehow she didn't teach Ishmael very well.
夏甲他并没有好好的教养自己的孩子。
Or maybe she taught him too well.
也许说他把他教得太好了。
Who was the one mocking someone earlier?
那谁是最早是嘲笑撒来的呢？
Remember, Hagar was the one who was despising.
夏甲他就是这样看不起自己的祖母的。
And so,Somehow she did not teach the children, her child well.
并没有很好地教导自己的孩子。
And so the third lesson that we learn from Hagar is, as parents, especially mothers, we have to be a good example for our kids.
我们必须要教养，好好地教导自己的孩子。
Outwardly, Hagar can be very submissive, but is she doing it with love or is the despising heart still there?
表面上是顺服，可是在她心里是怎么回事，我们不知道。
And so,As a result, something that could have been good becomes something that is not good.
明明是件好事情，也会变成坏的事情。
So there's a reminder to us that if we are going to practice being submissive, we have to do it out of love, not because we're forced to do it.
要顺服的时候，要必须要从心里面有着这样的爱，而不是说被强迫来顺服。
And then in the end, you'll see that she's not necessarily submissive to God either.Once again, they're cast out and they're living out in the desert.
再次被赶出来，在沙漠里面生活。
And so what does Hagar do? She gets a wife from the land of Egypt for her son.
她从埃及为她的儿子以斯玛利找了一个太太。
She's not taking her son to Egypt.
没有把孩子带到埃及。
She's taking Egypt to her son.
她把埃及带给她的孩子。
We see her problems become his problems.
做母亲的问题变成了孩子的问题。
I hope the mothers will reflect on this.
我们所有的母亲都可以思考这样的事情。
Mothers have a lot of love, a lot of plans for your kids.
你可能有很多的爱，你有很多的计划为你的孩子准备。
Be careful not to bring the world into their lives too much.
不要把世俗的东西太多的带到他们的生活里面。
Hagar, she's submissive, but she's not a changed person. She still does things her way.
夏甲呢，他表面顺服，但是他心里面并没有。
And so then we talk about Sarah.
那我们再来看看撒拉。
And we mentioned earlier in verse 9, Sarah saw that Hagar's son was mocking her son.
那夏甲的儿子呢，来嘲笑他的儿子。
And so you see, mothers have this protective instinct.
我们看到母亲都有一种保护的天性。
Sarah's protective, it's not those vengeance type protective.
我们看到在莎拉，她不是一种报复的那种。
There was one story a few years ago where her daughter was going to become a cheerleader.
几年前有一个这样的事情，就是一个母亲的孩子要成为拉拉队员。
How to make sure? Kill that other cheerleader.
怎么来确保说她孩子能够进到拉拉队呢？她就安排人把另外一个拉拉队员给杀了。
So when we're talking about protection, we're not talking about that protection of ambition or physical protection. We're not talking about that.
谈到保护天性的时候，并不是说怀有野心的那种。
If you read the verse closely, it says, that slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac.
使你的孩子呢，不可以一同来承受产业。
So what she's protecting is she's protecting that spiritual inheritance.
她是保护的一个是是一个属灵的产业。
In other words, she wants to remove things that will affect his spiritual growth, his spiritual blessings, his spiritual inheritance.
换句话说，她就是要把这样的防阻止他属灵成长的一些东西、一些障碍给清除。
And so next time when you see that, don't think, oh, Sarah's so mean. No, Sarah is doing something very special for the future of her child.
不要想说莎拉她是一个很坏的女人。而是要想到她是在保护她的儿子的产业。
You may not agree with how she does things, but she has the right heart. She wants to protect her child's spiritual future.
我们可能对她的做法可能有点不会完全同意，可是她的目的是要为了孩子承受这种精神产业。
And then, there are some mothers who plan even further ahead than that.
还有一些母亲呢，她们就更早的做了很多准备。
Hannah is one of those.
下一个母亲是Hannah.
She and her husband have been serving the Lord faithfully.
Hannah 和她的丈夫很尽心的。
They live in Ramah, but every year they will go to the temple at Shiloh to serve and to worship.
他们虽然住在拉玛，可是他们每年都会到示罗去敬拜神。
But she doesn't have any children.
但是呢，她没有孩子。
So if you look in 1 Samuel chapter 1 in verse 11, so she made a vow saying, Lord, if you will look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son. Then I'll give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
他在神的面前许愿说，就是我这个不能生产这个羞辱，那么我就会把孩子放在你的面前来侍奉你。
She's not only protecting his spiritual future, she's committing his spiritual future.
他不仅仅是说来保护他的一个属灵的东西，想办法来得到这样的属灵的祝福。
Only mothers will think that far ahead.
只有母亲会想得这么远。
I remember when Leanne attended, my wife, she attended a special retreat once.
我记得当丽恩她去退休会的时候。
We went to separate meetings in that retreat. And in her group, they were asked, who among you wants to offer your child?To the Lord.
我们在不同的小组，但是他在他那个小组里面呢，他有人问说，你们谁愿意把孩子献给神？
And so she raised her hand.
那他就举了手。
Mother is always thinking ahead of time.
那母亲呢，总是会考虑的先一步。
So when the pastor said, "Okay, bring your child here, and we'll bless the child."
所以那个牧师就说，把你的孩子带过来，我们为这个孩子祝福。
And so she said, "Actually, I'm not pregnant."
然后他就说，我现在还没有怀孕呢。
But we hadn't had children yet.
那时候还没有孩子。
The two become as one. If she says, then that's the same thing as I'm saying it.
丈夫和妻子是合一的。如果说他说了，孩子要奉献给神，那我不会说另外的。
There's no point in arguing over it.
在这件事情上面没什么好争论的。
So if you ever wonder why I'm so hard on Sarah,
我为什么对莎拉要求那么高。
Now you know why.
莎拉是他的孩子。
Because she has been offered to the Lord.
因为他奉献给神了。
And with that becomes great responsibility.
有一个很重要的责任在我们身上。
And where do you learn that example of good responsibility? From Hannah. So look at the way she does things.
来，我们看看她怎么来做这些事情。
She doesn't only ask for a son, she also offers the son right back as well.
他不光是说祈求神给他一个孩子，而且他把孩子生下来，很快就送到神的家里。
She doesn't say, "Give me two sons, and I'll give you one of them back."
他没有说你给我两个孩子，我把其中的一个送给献给神。
She doesn't say, "I'll give you 10% of my son's time."
她没有说我把孩子的十分之一的时间奉献给神。
She doesn't say, let's take turns. You have him for 1 year, I'll have him for 1 year.
也没有说那神你可以用他一年呢回来呢我在我身边再待一年。
She says, if you give me a son, I will make sure to offer him to you.
她是这样说如果你给我一个孩子那我就把这个孩子奉献给你。
And to remember that, she said she will never put a razor to his head.
不会用剃刀来剃他的头。
You know, us Chinese, to make our children's hair grow faster, we often like to shave our babies' heads.
作为华人，我们常常会为了孩子能够多长头发，我们会把他那个孩子的头发剃光。
She will never do this to remember her commitment.
那 Hannah 她许下这个愿，说她不用剃刀剃她的。
So what she realized is that.What comes from God still belongs to God.
从神来的还是要归给神。
When she does give birth, she calls him Samuel.
她生了孩子以后呢，把他取名叫撒母耳。
Now, most mothers, you know, you didn't ask God to give you a child, right?
很多的母亲，你们并没有要神给你一个孩子。
You just decided.Yeah, I want a child. Your husband told you, yeah, let's have a child. Let's have a child.
自己做决定说啊、哦，我要孩子，或者丈夫说要孩子，那好好，我们就要个孩子。
But that doesn't mean that you cannot still offer your child to God.
并不代表说我们就不能把孩子献给神了。
After Samuel is weaned, Hannah fulfills her commitment.
当撒母耳断奶的时候。撒拉她兑现了她的承诺。
She really gives Samuel to God.
她真的就把孩子献给神。
How does she do that?
她怎么做呢？
Well, they live in Ramah, so they'll go back to Ramah. But when they go back to Ramah, they left Samuel in the tabernacle at Shiloh.
他们是住在拉玛，把撒母耳带到示罗那边，然后他就把撒母耳留下在那边了。
And only once a year, they'll go back to visit him.
那每一年的时候，他们会回去探望这个孩子。
Now you know that mother's love is so strong. You see your child that you haven't seen in a year. What do you want to do?
母亲的这个爱是那么的强烈。如果你只是一年看到一次孩子的话，你的心情是怎么样
的？ You want to pick him up, hug him.
那你可能就会来一个熊抱。
You take him all the way back to Rama.
会把他带回到家里。
Hannah understands the responsibility of offering a child to God.
把孩子献给神的话，这个责任是多么的重大。
So instead of taking Samuel back to Ramah, she leaves a little something for Samuel every year.
她不是说把撒母耳再带回到拉玛，而是说每年给他一个特别的东西。
So every year she gives him a little robe.
每年都给他做一件小小的袍子。
It's a priest's robe.
祭司穿的袍。
It's to remind him why he's there.
来提醒撒母耳说。你为什么会在那边？
You know, whenever you see the little kids, the little girls in the little dresses, and the little boys, they're wearing their little suit. They're so cute.
当我们看到小小的孩子，他们穿着正式的着装，正式的那个领带，哦，他们看起来非常可爱。
The little girls, they love their dresses.
小女孩特别喜欢他们的裙子。
The little boys, they hate those ties.
小男孩不一样，他们很讨厌那个大领带。
I know, because when I was small, I had one of those. It was so uncomfortable.
这非常不舒服。
But I remember one thing.
但是我记住一件事。
Whenever I had to wear a suit and tie,
每一次当我要穿西装要打领带的时候，
I was always on my best behavior.
那我的行为总是最好的行为。
Because I was reminded, this is a special event, this is a special time.
这个会提醒我说，这是一个特别的时间。
What Hannah is doing is, she's reminding her son, you are special, you have been offered to God.
她这样子是来提醒撒母耳说你是一个特别的孩子。
And we see later on that God actually does bless Hannah with 5 additional children.
后来神又赐给汉娜五个孩子。
Not only does she have to fulfill her responsibility, she has to learn to trust in God.
不光说是负起这个责任，而且她还要来顺服神。
Now of course we think, oh, trust in God, of course that's easy.
那信神，那这很容易嘛。
When she left her son Samuel at Shiloh.
把他的儿子放在示罗的时候。
You think it's the tabernacle. He should be very safe there.
这个是神的坛，是应该是非常圣洁的地方。
But actually, there were two other young men there who are very, very bad examples.
事实上正好相反，那边有两个年轻人，他们的行为很坏。
The sons of the priest Eli.
祭司的孩子。
You normally think, well, priest's children, they should be very well behaved.
通常会想当然说，哎，祭司的孩子嘛，他们应该是行为很好的。
But no, they were exceptionally bad, and Eli did not control them.
可是事实上他们是非常的坏，以利呢，他没有很好的来控制他们这两个孩子。
And everybody knew about this.
那每个人都知道有这么回事情。
And that's the surrounding that Samuel had to grow up in.
那个撒母耳呢，就是在那样差的环境里面，他必须要成长。
Now, what would you do as a mother?
作为母亲的话，你会怎么做呢？
Well, you can't change to a different tabernacle like change to a different school.
并不像我们现在可以很容易的换学校。
And it's not Hannah's position to judge God's tabernacle.
Hannah 呢，她也没有权柄来论断。
So Hannah has to remember, her son is under God's protection, not mom's protection anymore.
神呢是在保护她的孩子，不是她来保护。
And so God's house becomes a place for Hannah to learn to really trust in God.
神的家就让 Hannah 知道是一个来信靠的地方。
You know the hardest thing for a mother to do is not to take care of her children.
做母亲的话，最难办的一件事情是说她不能够看顾自己的孩子。
No, normally you think, oh, spending all that time cooking and raising our children, that's hard. Actually, the hardest part is letting go when they grow up.
为他们做饭，照顾他们是很难的事情。可是你要知道，让孩子出去更是一件更不容易的事情。
Hannah, she learns that next step in mother's love is learning to trust in God more than trusting in herself.
下一个事情就是说，把这个儿子交托给神，仰望神。
God's house becomes a place for Samuel to learn how to make choices.
那神的家呢，就使得撒母耳能够做一些选择。
We're always worried that our children are going to learn from bad examples at school.
我们常常会担心说自己的孩子在学校里面变坏，会学坏。
But what we forget is that God says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
但是神告诉我们说，我们每个人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
In other words, what we have to be concerned about is our own children overcoming their own bad example.
我们其实要关心的是，我们自己的孩子能够从他们的心里面克服这些坏的东西。
You see, we often think that it's other kids are bad.
想到的是说，哦，别的孩子不好。
You stay good.
你呢，做个好孩子。
The child that does well in school is the one who realizes I have to overcome the bad example that's in me.
能够成长的孩子，他们心里面很清楚知道说，我要克服我里面的不好的东西。
It's a struggle.
这是一个挣扎。
It's a struggle I had to go through when I was young as well.
这也是我小时候必须要经过的挣扎。
You know, when I was young, I was very, very small.
当我小的时候，我真的很个子很矮。
When I see some other kids picking on one kid,
当我看到有些孩子在去欺负另外别的孩子的时候，
Here's my chance to be big. And so I go do what they're doing. They're picking on that child, I can pick on that child too.
也去欺负那个孩子。
And then after I did that, I was thinking, I can't believe I did that. That's the thing I'm afraid of the most.
做了这样的事情的时候，我心里面就想说，其实我是很害怕别人来欺负我，但我却去做了这样的事情。
But then there's a little voice in me that says, but I had a lot of fun with my friends.
但是在你心里面有个很小的声音告诉我说，啊，这是很有趣。
So I got tempted and I failed.
那我就被这样的声音带过去，就失败了。
A little bit later, I was the one who got kicked out.
过了一段时间呢，那我被人家欺负了。
And then I realized it really is no fun.
这个时候呢，我就认识到这其实没有什么好玩了。
We're growing up in a place where we have lots of choices.
我们在生活在这样的环境当中，我们有很多的选择。
We're going to fail a lot of those choices.
我们在做选择的时候，我们会有很多的失败。
But if we learn to trust in God,
当我们学会来信靠神的时候，
if you turn to God,
如果我们转向神，
He can turn that failure into a success.
他会把这个失败变成一个成功。
The barren woman can have a child. The sinner can be a righteous person.
罪人可以变成一个善人。
And so this is the hope that we have for our children as well.
这也是我们希望在孩子身上成就的。
So the final mother we're going to look at is Mary.
那我们再来看最后这一位母亲是玛利亚。
So she's special because she is the one who is blessed among women.
所有的妇女当中她是有福的。
And so when Elizabeth meets her and she says, blessed are you among women and blessed is the child you will bear.
伊丽莎伯来见玛利亚的时候, 她说, 你是 女人当中有福的, 所怀孕的孩子也是有福的。
And then she says, blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. It's not just relying on God, but actually believing that God will help raise your family.
不是说我们仅仅是依赖神, 而是我们心里面相信神会帮助我们这个家庭。
Trusting in God means some things you have to believe God will bless your child, not our own hard work, our love.
当我们信靠神的时候, 我们知道神他会能够宽管这个孩子, 而不是说正我们心里面。
And so you see Mary, she's taking raising up her family, but she seems to always be in the background.
玛利亚她是在养这个孩子, 可是我们看到她常常是在背后。
The one time she tells Jesus what to do was at the wedding feast.
只有一次我们看到说他是在迦南的婚宴，那么玛利亚她吩咐她的儿子做事情。
And then Jesus says, what do I have to do with you? My time has not come.
那耶稣这时候跟他说什么？他说，妇人，我与你有何相干？我的时候还没有到呢。
Believing that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished.
45节说，这相信的女子是有福的。
In other words, we have plans for our children, but remember, it's in God's time, not our personal timetable for our children.
我们的对孩子的期望，很多时候呢，是在神的掌管当中，不是在我们所需要的。
But Mary has a special mother quality.
玛利亚呢，她有做母亲的一种特别的。
Anytime something special happens, the Bible says she treasures these things in her heart.
每当有些特别的事情。 的时候，他就把这些藏在心里面。
On the night Jesus was born and the shepherds go visit Jesus.
在耶稣诞生的那一夜，有牧羊人来看耶稣。
She treasured those things in her heart and thought about what happened.
那他就把这些东西都藏在心里面，思考这样的反复思考。
When Jesus was 12 and they took him to Jerusalem.
当耶稣长到12岁的时候，他们把他带到耶路撒冷。
And then they actually left him behind in Jerusalem.
把耶稣给搞丢了。
She could have spent time thinking, oh, I'm such a terrible mother.
然后她可能会就说，哎呀，我是一个很不称职的母亲啊。
But you see how Jesus responds, why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
那耶稣怎么回答？他说，你们为什么找我呢？我应当是在神的家里面呢。
In verse 51, it says, but his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
在第51节的时候，我们看到。
So I ask the mothers today, what do you treasure about your child in your heart today?
在座的母亲，你们在心里面为你孩子珍藏了什么？
A lot of times mothers look toward the future and treasure what their child will become when they grow up.
通常做母亲的会想着孩子长大以后。
Do you treasure the time that you have with your child now?
你是不是很珍惜？
You see, one little girl came in and gave her mom a hug.
我们刚刚看到一个小女孩进来给她母亲一个拥抱。Treasure
that time.
珍惜这样的时间。
You know, when they're young, you want them to grow up fast, be more mature.
当他们很小的时候，我们就希望她快点长大。But
then when they're off to college, you think, oh, they grew up too fast.
既要进大学了，我们才觉得，哎，他们长得太快了。
Treasure that time with your child today. Once again, a challenge to the mothers.
对母亲提出一些挑战的问题。
Be a blessing by raising and preparing your children to fulfill God's will.
你们要准备好，让你们的孩子侍奉神，长大以后奉献给神。